brought to you by Penguin.
Running Blind, written by MJ Arledge and read by Grace Safe. Chapter 1. He stumbled forward, tearing at the undergrowth. His hands were covered in blood, ravaged by thorns, but he didn't waver. His pursuers were close now, and hesitation would be fatal. He had to get out of the forest. So even as another branch ripped across his face, he pressed on, clawing at the unyielding foliage. And now he caught a break, crashing through the thick bushes and onto the grass beyond. His chin crunched on the frozen turf, and for a moment his head swam. But already he was scrambling to his feet, driven on by instinct, by a desire to live. The dogs had reached the dense bushes and were trying to break through, snarling and barking all the while. Turning away from them, the desperate fugitive suddenly saw the dual carriageway not 50 yards away. It was busy today, with endless cars and lorries roaring past, enough to make the dogs think twice. Limping heavily, he hobbled across the crisp grass. He was going as fast as he could, getting ever closer to salvation, but a sudden burst of barking made him turn. One of the dogs had wriggled through the bushes and was bounding towards him, jaws open and ready. It was a straight race now. But even as he scrambled towards the road, he felt his will fail him. His legs didn't seem to want to move. There were tears in his eyes. He suddenly knew he would die here in this strange place, separated from friends and family. And yet he was so close. The road just 15 yards away. He could sense the dog closing in on him. He knew that at any moment he would feel the sharp teeth sink into him, would feel himself being dragged back towards the woods. With a last burst of energy, he threw himself forward and, just as the leading dog caught hold of his ankle, he pulled clear, his feet finding the warm tarmac of the road. The cars were roaring past, but he pressed on, dodging a hatchback in the slow lane. Without turning, he knew that the dog had already given up the chase, scared off by the traffic. He had escaped them. He was free. A dark saloon roared past, its horn blaring, but he ignored it, hurrying on across the fast lane. He would rest up on the central reservation, then decide what to do next. An anguished squeal of brakes. Then the van smashed into him, catapulting him backwards onto the tarmac. His head hit the ground with a sickening crunch, and he rolled over several times before eventually coming to a rest in the middle of the road. Chapter 2. WPC Helen Grace looked at herself in the mirror. A stray hair hung over her face, and she pulled it away quickly, teasing it expertly back into her scrunchie. The person looking back at her was youthful, but pale. 18 years old, Helen was still finding her look, vacillating between minimal makeup and no makeup at all. She was striking, attractive, even, but however much foundation and blusher she used, she never managed to inject any colour into her cheeks. Her colleagues used to joke that she was a vampire, a young woman risen from the dead. She often felt like that, but in some ways her pallid look suited her. She was a police officer now, and a sober, unflustered countenance lent her a calm authority. Helen had enrolled at Hampshire's Police Training Centre as soon as she turned 18, and was now completing her rotations. Data profiling had been dull, community outreach had been rewarding, but it was her current posting with the transport police that she'd enjoyed the most. Many of her fellow graduates found this odd. Transport was traditionally the preserve of petrol heads, and more glamorous postings were to be found elsewhere. CID, of course, or terrorism, given that the IRA were having a particularly active year. But Helen enjoyed her role.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?